Everybody, Coach Don here, back again with you today. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Little three-part series coming at you today. Found another from an email, but I've seen it online too, posted from the Daily Coach, again, Daily. This is somebody who's been putting out stuff a lot longer than I have. And I made a connection with this one. It's the modest roots of the Final Four coaches. This is on the men's side, right? The women's Final Four got set last night. Great stuff happening on that side of the court with women's basketball. But focusing in on the men's this time, and again from the Daily Coach, he put a great thing together about there are talented people working at all levels who just need the right opportunity. Okay, now again, he's speaking to basketball coaches here. So some of the context is definitely from the coaching side of basketball. But when I read this, I'm like, you know what? This is something that there's all levels of life, all levels of professional career type things out there where there's talented people all over the place, right? They're just looking for the right opportunity. A lot of times they aren't even noticed. They're kind of glossed over. But it got me thinking about how there are plenty of people out there doing things kind of under the radar, right? And just wanted to share some thoughts here. So the pre-picture of this is the men's Final Four, right? They're looking at UConn's Dan Hurley, University of Connecticut, Dan Hurley, head coach, North Carolina State's Kevin Keats, and Alabama's Nate Oates. And he brings up the fact that, hey, they were developing their coaching philosophies and convictions at the high school level, like early on, way under the radar. Nobody knew who these guys were back then, right? Hurley coached at St. Benedict's Prep in New Jersey for 9 seasons, right? I think he was a history teacher there too. Definitely, then he got a couple college jobs before moving on to University of Connecticut. They won the national title last year. They're a favorite again this year. And he mentions about Coach Keats was at the Hargrave Military Academy in Virginia for 12 years, okay, coaching basketball there. And Coach Oates was at Romulus High School outside of Detroit for 11, teaching and coaching. That is south of where I live. Real close, right where Detroit Metro Airport is at. And I kind of forgot because I did hear about this years ago of who this guy was, this Coach Keats. I'm sorry, Coach Oates. And it's very kind of cool to see a local guy, doing well. Okay. But there's three sections here. So the first section I'm going to cover today, this first little piece, and then parts two and three will come at you Wednesday and Thursday this week. And I just thought that this was kind of a cool connection to there's a whole bunch of people out there in different professions, different walks of life, all around the world, all throughout history, that just kind of fly under the radar, right? And everybody, starts out somewhere, right? And so this is just a good look at that, I think. First one, there are talented people working at all levels. And again, not just coaching, all levels of life. We often look for traditional pedigrees when making hires and believe those we appoint to positions should have impressive degrees or experience under top leaders in their field. But the truth is that they are capable people at all levels with boundless potential who often just need the right opportunity to prove themselves. Don't typecast simply because someone has perhaps taken the road less traveled. Okay, there are talented people working at all levels. Giving opportunities to those that deserve it. If you look back, and I look back, as I was reading this, but just recently especially, and I look back at this a lot. There's so many people that gave me a chance. Back when I was a kid, friends for the first time, their parents, jobs that I got. Dr. Wells Cook. I think of my college professor at Central Michigan University. Again, next to my parents, he had the biggest influence on my life, as far as a directional, a belief in me and encouraging, holding me accountable, raising the bar on myself, right? And I often look at, I have always tried to do the same for others. Probably not always successful, but if you ask, some of my former players and students, I hope I conveyed that to them, right? As far as giving them opportunity to find what they want, not what I want, right? To find what they want to do with their life and to go off and tackle it and go after it, right? There's great people out there all over the place. And seeing that I don't know all 8 billion people in the world, I just know a very small, small, small number of people. If I can do that to them, right? Not typecasting them, right? Because they come at from different pathways, right? They come back with me, they show me different ideas, different passions, right? It may not be the traditional thing that I think is right. That has nothing to do with it. It's what's good for them. And I've been reading out of the Daily Reader, The Encouragement of Others. John Maxwell brought that up either this morning or yesterday, about looking to encourage people for lighting them up for what's inside of them, right? And encouraging them to go out and do something. So just to remind yourself, and wherever you're at, whenever you're listening to this, there are talented people working at all levels all around you. Okay? Look to encourage them. Okay? The waiters, waitresses, people that work at stores. You go to a doctor's appointment. I was in the hospital recently. There was a number of them that I let know how much I appreciated them and what a great job they were doing, right? Teachers, coaches, loved ones, encouraging your loved ones. It just never ends to where you can look to see what people are bringing to the party, so to speak, and that you can encourage them to go after what they want to go after. Okay? There are talented people working at all levels. I love that first point. Okay? All right. So take some of this, take it with you, share it, encourage others, right? There are talented people all over the place. They need to hear it from you, they need to hear it from others, they need to believe it themselves. And maybe you're the one that can help them do that. Okay? All righty, guys. Hey, keep smiling, keep encouraging each other, keep encouraging yourself, right? And as always, keep your head up, keep moving forward, and keep taking care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.